Hello friends, welcome to the June 12th episode of my podcast, Medicine in Action. I will try and tackle some of the questions sent by listeners about the ongoing COVID pandemic. I hope you will share your thoughts and any questions you have, and I'll try to answer them. So the first question pertains to the use of masks post-vaccination. So as the numbers of vaccination in the United States creeps up, certainly in some states, to nearly 70%. The questions come up, are masks still necessary? So here's what the science tells us. Clearly, both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines are incredibly effective, 90 to 95%. Even against the Delta variant, we heard that they have got at least 80 to 85% efficacy, which is the variant from India that is much more easily transmissible and possibly more aggressive, causing more severe disease. So the issues are as follows. Number one, the immunity of the person matters. So somebody who's elderly, immune suppressed, may not get as good an immune response as a person who is otherwise immunocompetent. So if there's any concerns on a person's part, whether they have a appropriate immune response, then I would certainly say mask use should continue even in vaccinated patients or persons. People who are otherwise healthy and have no other major medical condition, the risk of catching COVID after vaccination is very small. The second thing to remember is that the longer this pandemic draws on, the higher likelihood that the immunity we acquired from the vaccine or from a previous infection will wane, and we are more likely to catch. So both of those factors, I think, need to be kept in mind when making that decision. My general prudent advice is that outdoors, no masks are necessary at all, but indoor situations with a lot of unvaccinated people or tight spaces like airplane flights, I still would recommend a mask. And it has got to be an individual decision. Certainly, people who are fully vaccinated and at low risk and accept the low risk may be able to forgo the masks. Now, this is true for the United States, where the vaccination rates are high. This does not apply to other parts of the world, where the vaccinations are still very low. So for most of the places, masking should continue absolutely as a matter of practice till we have gotten this pandemic controlled. Of course, the vaccination rates of about 70% are required in a community before we can start to see the transmission of the virus go down. The second question from another listener asks about, will we require booster shots with the vaccine? So that's a very important question. And obviously time will tell the answer, because we still do not know where this pandemic will head in the next 3 to 6 months. So we know that the immunity from the vaccine will last us 9 to 12 months. So if the pandemic is ongoing, and certainly the world is one global place, so if a country in Africa is not fully contained or Asia is not fully contained, then nobody is truly safe. And we will likely need to do boosters, because the chance of having new variants or reinfections will be high. So the short answer is likely yes. It will be required at 9 to 12 months, and possibly there's data suggesting that we can mix and match the vaccines, that they may be even better, although that is still very preliminary and not fully mature data yet. But certainly booster of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are very likely, probably starting in December in the United States. And the other strategy that's being looked at is combining that with other standard vaccination like flu vaccine, which we don't have a combined vaccine as of this point yet. But this is the urgency for eradicating the pandemic from the world over, because still we have a vast majority of the world's population vaccinated or immune. This pandemic will unfortunately keep coming back, and it may be an annual event if we don't completely control it. So at the present time, our best strategy is vaccinations. Again, I would implore my listeners who have not been vaccinated and who have the ability to get vaccine to please get vaccinated. All the available vaccines on the market are safe. They all carry a small risk, for messenger RNA vaccines, as I've said before, the risk may be very, very low, a few cases per million of having immune side effects like low platelet counts. There's recently described studies showing a low incidence also of inflammation of the heart. These are not unusual things. They can be seen with all vaccinations. It is simply a matter of chance. When we vaccinate and our body makes an immune response against a particular antigen or stimulant, there is a small probability that those antibodies will react against your own body tissue, and that's what causes either the inflammation of the heart or low platelets or other immune conditions that can be seen. But the data suggests that these incidents are extremely low, perhaps a few cases per million. So the benefit that we accrue is still massively more than any potential downside. So please, please, please consider getting the vaccine as soon as possible. That is our only prayer out of this mess. Almost a year ago on my podcast, I had discussed the same issue. And even before we had the vaccine, it was clear that our path out of this problem will be the vaccination route. We cannot become complacent. We have unfortunately seen the hard things that happened in India with dropping our guard and the loss of life, emotional, mental, physical trauma to the country. It was absolutely incredible. So I would say that we need to learn from it and as much as possible get vaccinated sooner, because nobody can quite predict. You could be healthy, get the COVID infection and have bad outcomes. We know that standard mortality of around 1 to 1.5% is seen in all patient populations, no matter what country people are from, maybe even higher. True that if you are sicker to begin with, you have a higher probability, but very healthy adults have died from the virus, as we've learned the hard way. So there is not any room to be taking any chances. So vaccination is the way out. So for the United States, the mRNA vaccines have proven the most effective, and Pfizer, Moderna have actually shown now over probably 300 million doses given. Phenomenal efficacy and very, very, very safe. They're approved now for 12 years and older. Likely we will see in the next month or two they're being approved from 8 to 12 years old as well. So at the present time, that's our best bet. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had some limited side effects in younger women with clotting issues, mainly when they were on hormones, but the other patients are fine to take it. So it's not a vaccine that I would discourage you to take if that's all you had available. In India, Covaxin, Covishield are both effective. The AstraZeneca vaccine likewise had some issues with clotting, but again, that incidence is small and readily managed in case it's detected. And the last question I have for today's program is, what are my predictions as far as the pandemic goes? As I alluded to in the previous answer, it all depends on how efficiently we get the world population vaccinated. So we have nearly a world population of 8 billion, and that takes a while. It'll take us at least into next year to achieve that. And if we can get that critical mass done, then we will be starting to see the end of the pandemic. So I think in the United States, the declaring victory over the virus is premature, as we've learned before. And we have a large swath of population, especially in the southern states, who are only 50% or less vaccinated. And over there, a bad variant like the Delta variant from India could really wreak havoc. So I think we really need to be cautious in terms of our approach. And again, anybody within your circle of friends, family, coworkers, who are able to get vaccinated should get vaccinated. All right, till next week, have a wonderful week. Be safe, be well. Thank you for listening.